Well, the essence of the revolution, of the purpose for the revolution, is to people, they're striving for democracy. They want democracy. They've been denied democracy for 42 years, nearly 42 years. And this is why people are very much eager to have a full democracy in Libya. A proper democracy. It's not just a mockery like what Gaddafi is saying, that the people's rule, which is nothing but Gaddafi's rule.
But Mr. Lamloum, despite the bombardment, Gaddafi seemed to be resolute and seemed not to go anywhere. Do you think anytime soon the rebels will succeed?
Gaddafi knows very well that the Libyan people will pay whatever price to get rid of him. We are not actually afraid or tired of fighting Gaddafi or not or stopping at halfway and say, well, we accept halfway or half resolutions or meet halfway with Gaddafi. Gaddafi and his family must be out of Libya, must be out of Libyan politics forever, because we don't want Gaddafi. He is a dictatorship. He's a dictator, created a very bad dictatorship. It's a dictatorship which has stained our history with blood through 41 and a half years or 42 years, and we don't want that regime. This is why people are very much decisive in their resolution that they have to win this battle with Gaddafi. Gaddafi every day has people around him leaving him. His units, even his military units, we can see people deserting. We know the flickering. Even his own family is divided. Some people say enough is enough, we want to go out and leave. Others say, no, we have to stand and die here.
If Gaddafi leaves, how will the transition be? Because it will leave a big vacuum, possibly.
The Transitional Council now, which one of the proposals which is being supported by so many people in Libya right now, is that a week after the fall of Gaddafi regime, the Transitional Council would call for a general national conference in Tripoli with representatives from the cities of Libya according to their population. The conference will be the ultimate power in the country, the supreme power in the country, and that council would. From that council, people from the conference, people would be elected to be in charge of running the state of the country for or the legislative council for a 1 year, and interim would form an interim government to run the state the state affairs for 1 year, and that would prepare a constitution, draw a constitution for the country, which will be put for a referendum. And after the referendum on the constitution, they would call for a general election according to that constitution. And once the general election is complete, the government of the day would be assumed full responsibility for running the state. It's 1 year interim government.
There are suggestions in the West that you have Al-Qaeda elements who are fighting on the side of the rebels. What do you see to that?
This is the biggest lie, because probably they've been listening to Gaddafi. Gaddafi trying very hard to put this in front of the Europeans just to frighten them that the revolution has got Al-Qaeda elements in it. That's not true. That is not true. We don't have Al-Qaeda element in Libya. That is not right. I mean, this is what he tried from the beginning. He said the revolution in Eastern Libya is a separatist revolution. And that one has failed, where people in the east said, no, that is not right. We want the unity of Libya. We are one country, and our capital is Tripoli. So after that, he said, oh, this is Al-Qaeda. I wanted to set up a state in Libya. And he said, there are two states in eastern Libya. One is in Derna and one in Al Bayda. And that was a fabrication of all lies. You see, the population of Libya is not a religious in the sense of the fanatic religious people. No, we are probably more moderate in our religion than any other Arab country. But we are more or less Libyans who are one sect. We are not Shia and Sunni. We are all Sunni Maliki. So we don't have the differentiation which you have in some of the Arab states in the east. But when Gaddafi talks about being Al-Qaeda being in Libya, a lot of people laugh. And I hope that the West doesn't listen to that. We are not Al-Qaeda people. We don't want Al-Qaeda. And Al-Qaeda has no place in Libya.